Welcome to All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm William O'Flaherty. This is the 27th episode from the series Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. It's for the week of June 25th. What follows are seven quotes that are related to either a specific date for this week or at least sometime this month. They come from a variety of works published by Lewis over the years. You may have seen them already, or a slightly different version on my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis. The key variation is that here, I'm saying the reference while on the video version. You can notice it for yourself while I read the quotation. June 25th. We act from duty and hope that someday we shall do the same acts freely and delightfully. From The Novels of Charles Williams, an essay in On Stories, first published in On Stories on June 23, 1982. June 26th. Glory, as Christianity teaches me to hope for it, turns out to satisfy my original desire and indeed to reveal an element in that desire which I had not noticed. From The Weight of Glory, an essay in the book The Weight of Glory. Preached as a sermon on June the 8th, 1941. June 27th. You can't get second things by putting them first. You can get second things only by putting first things first. From First and Second Things, an essay in God and the Dock. First published in Time and Tide on June 27th, 1942. June 28th. Think of yourself just as a seed patiently waiting in the earth, waiting to come up a flower in the gardener's good time, up into the real world, the real waking. From A Letter to Mary Willis Shelburne, dated June 28, 1963, available in the Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 3. June 29th, Screwtape laments, all we can do is to encourage the humans to take the pleasures which our enemy has produced at times or in ways or in degrees which he has forbidden. From The Screwtape Letters, Part 9. Also available in The Screwtape Letters, Chapter 9. Originally published in The Guardian on June 27, 1941. June 30th. I suppose, though it seems a hard saying, we should mind humiliation less if we were humbler. But don't think I don't know how much easier it is to preach than practice. From A Letter to Mary Willis Shelburne, dated March 31, 1954, first published in June 1969 in the UK in the book Letters to an American Lady. July 1st. The very idea of freedom presupposes some objective moral law which overarches rulers and ruled alike. Subjectivism about values is eternally incompatible with democracy. We and our rulers are of one kind only so long as we are subject to one law. But if there is no law of nature, the ethos of any society is the creation of its rulers, educators, and conditioners, and every creator stands above and outside his own creation. From The Poison of Subjectivism, an essay in Christian Reflections, first published in Religion and Life, Summer 1943. Thank you for listening to Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. Again, I'm William O'Flaherty. I hope you enjoyed the quotation shared this week and that you'll check out the books or essays by Lewis that were referenced. If you love these quotes and the ideas that C.S. Lewis brings to the world, you'll find they are even more meaningful when you read them in context. Visit my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis, if you want to see a video version of this material. I'm a strong advocate of being sure quotations credited to Lewis are really by him. In 2018, I published a book entitled The Misquotable C.S. Lewis that explored 75 quotations. One should be careful to confirm if Lewis said them, or if he did, does the isolated quote make sense without the context? I've also written an enhanced study guide to the Screwtape Letters called C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell. You can find links to them in the show notes. Purchasing my books are a great way to indirectly support my podcast and YouTube video efforts and ensuring they can continue to be made freely available to all. Speaking of free, when you visit my website, EssentialCSLewis.com, you'll find early versions of most of the quotations I explored in my book, The Misquotable C.S. Lewis. Plus, I have a Facebook group devoted to the topic. There is a link to it in the show notes, along with a link to my website. I also have a Facebook group devoted to my website that is the same name as my site, EssentialCSLewis.com. On the website, you can find a weekly article with quotes, and on the Facebook group, I post the quotations each day. Links to all of these are in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'm William O'Flaherty, and I hope you will not miss the next weekly dose of C.S. Lewis quotes and that you'll share this with others.